Beware the Ides of March. Ah, Shakespeare fans know what I'm talking about. Got this idiom coming up. Stay tuned.
It's time for Pete's Points.
I think we're talking about the 15th of the month, and a lot of times it revolves around March 15th. That's going to be next week. But the whole idea of beware the Ides of March is a phrase used to foreshadow something bad. It refers back to the Shakespeare play, in probably real life, Shakespeare play Julius Caesar, where a prophet tells Caesar to beware of the Ides of March. And of course, Caesar is subsequently killed on that day. So when someone says, beware the Ides of March, they're trying to prevent you or trying to tell you that they're foreshadowing something bad. You know, for example, if someone says to you, oh, you're going in to talk to the boss today? Ooh, beware the Ides of March. Turns out he had a big fight with his or her spouse on the way there, and you're about to get, you know, lit up with a whole bunch of project work. You know, so it's just kind of a phrase used to foreshadow something bad. So if you think or you know something bad is about to happen, we can use the phrase, you know, beware the Ides of March. And you can look that up. There's a lot of Google stories around both the real life event and the Roman calendar and how that worked with Julius Caesar, but also the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar that came with that. Interesting stuff. Beware the Ides of March. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.